Hey guys, welcome to the WWE Podcast. I am actually live right now, and it is Friday, March 30th, 2018. Thanks for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast, by the way. If you want to connect with me on social media, it's the WWE Podcast. So check me out there. We are 1 week away. Okay, 1 week and 2 days from WrestleMania 34. It is a week away. And the title of this show is, does it have the potential to be the best WrestleMania since the Attitude Era? Over the last decade, we have seen main events carry the entire show. And what I mean by that is it's a very top-heavy one or two match show, even though WrestleMania typically has 10 matches or even more in some cases. And it's a 5-hour event. It's a marathon. But in the last decade, you could argue that the WrestleManias have been very top heavy. You have The Rock versus John Cena twice. You had Triple H versus The Undertaker twice. You had Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker twice. You had Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar last year. And while those you could argue, and validly so, that those weren't the only matches of significance on the card, absolutely, but one of maybe two or three that really, really sold the show. This year is much different. You have so much going on. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan, and yes, I am very critical of the WWE product at times. It is a very self-serving. All talent on the roster needs to look at WrestleMania as their boyhood and girlhood dreams to be at. And everybody should kiss the ground that they walk on in WWE. And whenever Stephanie's there, they should make sure that they take everything she says as gospel. And nobody can touch the McMahons. And everybody is just nobody's bigger than the WWE. All of that makes me want to gag, and the Stephanie McMahon charity vision that she has on WWE makes me want to gag. And the fact that she very rarely, if ever, uses her social media to promote the fact that they are a wrestling company and that they are a professional wrestling company that uses wrestling as entertainment, and instead of using her social media account as the brand ambassador to make sure everybody looks and sees what great work they're doing and how progressive they are and ahead of the curve they are with women and all of that crap that makes me vomit. I don't care if anybody gets offended. I can't stand that version of WWE. All of that aside, this has the potential to be one of the better WrestleManias we have seen, if not the best WrestleMania since the Attitude Era. And I mean that wholeheartedly. You look back, I challenge anyone to come up with a WrestleMania since WrestleMania 20 that presents a better lineup top to bottom on the card. Somebody, please show me. I challenge anyone because I don't think there is one. You have a returning Daniel Bryan. Yes, in a tag match, I know, but it's against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. A returning Daniel Bryan, a man that you never thought you would see perform in a WWE ring again, who is now returning after a 3-year absence. You have Brock Lesnar, likely on his way out, versus Roman Reigns, the main event that we all saw coming a year ago. Everybody literally said this a year ago, that this was going to be the main event for WrestleMania 34. Brock, as of today, has not re-signed with WWE. This match is intriguing from the crowd reaction standpoint. Is it going to be a great in-ring match? I have no doubt. They are both top athletes in their prime, and I have no doubt this could be a very good match, although with Brock Lesnar on his way out, he may not give his full effort if that is in fact the case, as we saw with WrestleMania 20 against Goldberg, which just leaves such a bad taste in my mouth and most fans' mouths of how just poor that match was with both men on their way out. In this case, you have a Roman Reigns who is going to get rejected by the WrestleMania crowd. And there's just no doubt about it. And you have Brock Lesnar, who the fans have kind of cooled off on, and rightfully so. And yes, WWE made a good argument that he's not there, although all of that momentum was cut short when Roman Reigns called Brock Lesnar Vince's boy. Gone. Burned. Torched. It's gone. So any momentum that the WWE had changing the minds of fans booing Roman Reigns is now dead in the water. Gone. You can bury that and put a coffin, put it in a coffin and put, I don't know, put 1,000 nails in it and bury it 6 feet under because it's gone. And the WrestleMania crowd could very well reject this entire match wholeheartedly outright. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic to see the WrestleMania crowd and what they do with Brock and Roman Reigns. And of course you have the SmackDown Tag Team Division, which is pretty much the Usos and the New Day. I mean, let's be honest. You have, and of course, the Bludgeon Brothers, which they've done a nice job. They've done a better job than I think most of us would have anticipated at this point, repackaging Luke Harper and Eric Rowan from the awful days of them being lost in the Wyatt family and losing consistently to repackaging them nicely as the Bludgeon Brothers. They have done a nice job. And I think that them being inserted into the triple threat, into the tag match, I think it's going to be a very, very good match. By the way, my predictions are coming next week, my full predictions for WrestleMania 34. And then you have AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And I have no doubt that these guys are going to put on a clinic, as AJ Styles said this past week on SmackDown. What I have a problem with is him calling it a dream match. Don't be conscious of that if you're the performer, the wrestler. Oh, Vince almost got me there. The wrestler. You should not be conscious or at least outright say that this is a dream match. You don't say that. Did Stone Cold ever say that this is a dream match with The Rock? No, never. You just don't say it. It's inherently going to be that. The announcers can verbally announce it. They can verbally describe it as a dream match and brand it as such. Fine. That's enough for me, but I don't need the performers, the wrestlers in the ring telling me that it's a dream match. Just as I don't need the women telling me that it's historic and worrying about making history rather than winning the damn match. That is the problem I have with such things. And that is what makes the actual who wins the match less important almost, because they're so focused on being a dream match and they're so focused on making history that instead of worrying about who's going to win the damn match and as the old saying goes, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, you have them worrying about making history. And so that is the problem I have. Anyway, you have AJ Styles and Shinsuke, the women's division. Look at where it's come the past 3 years since they reinstated the women's championship and got rid of the Divas belt. And Stephanie can claim all of that she wants, that she is spearheaded and created the women's revolution. It's a whole bunch of hot garbage. That is not the case. But the women have really, really turned things around in a big, big way. Are they going to main event WrestleMania this year? I don't think they're deserving. They're just not there yet. If they do it this year, it is nothing more than just a optic that looks good on WWE's part, that look what they're doing for the women. It makes me sick, and I really hope they don't do it. Do the women deserve to main event pay-per-views? I mean, it's happened already, right? They've already done Hell in a Cell. They've already done ladder matches. They've already done their own Royal Rumble and all of that. But I don't think they're ready to main event WrestleMania. I think it's forcing it. I think it's forcing it at this point. But it's coming. I have no problem with it. It's coming. And Asuka and Charlotte should be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Asuka and Charlotte's going to be awesome. And I'm really looking forward, honestly, to everything on WrestleMania. It has the potential to be in-ring one of the best WrestleManias since the Attitude Era. So I know this is short, guys. I'm on my way into work. I would love to expand more, and I will. I'm using my iPhone, as I said, as right now as a recording device to come to you live. This is unbelievably live, and hopefully some of you guys are listening. And don't forget to check me out on the Apple Podcasts under the WWE Podcast, and subscribe to me there. And rate and review, please. I'd appreciate it. So, guys, it's been a pleasure. I will talk to you very shortly as we approach WrestleMania week, WrestleMania 34 upon us. Everybody have a great day. I'll talk to you next time.